Ruined tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Good morning, Tex.
Morning, Ditz. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Now, mini pre-season. Mm-hmm. This is how it's been described to us that you're going through at the moment. What's it all about?
So for me, obviously, conditioning, I wasn't 100%. I probably won't get to 100% conditioning, but I just need a top up to be able to let my body do what I want to do from week to week and then be able to train during the week. So I probably haven't been able to do that. So
do you need to let the injuries you've got heal as well? So you obviously not, you need to wait a week or two to get them right before you run too hard, or are you doing bike, or are you doing swimming, or?
Oh, so the plan will be, which I did it last week and this week as well, a little bit of the back end of last week, and this week will be rehab, with top up conditioning, whether it be swimming or elliptical, boxing.
Elliptical is what on the machine, though, you don't have any weight.
One of those, you know, those
walking machines. Your arms machines, going and your feet
what the
are
nanas
going.
Use at the gym.
Do you hold the thing, the arm things, or do you hold the stationary bit in the middle?
I don't do that machine. Yeah.
Not, I thought you might do it at next gen.
Oh, I see the old people on it.
Yeah. And then I'd say over the next 2 or 3 weeks, then we'll really crank it up.
Yep. So were you close to playing the other week, or were you when you did the main training session, was it last week, and then sort of, I just can't get through it.
I just wasn't
went,
fair.
Enough's
on the,
enough.
Wasn't fair on the other boys that I put my hand up. So.
Yep.
Did you, you play too soon, Tex?
Richmond game.
Nah, I'd probably do it again.
There was pressure to perform, wasn't there? Pressure to play.
But then I got bit of a sore knee through that period, so then I wasn't able to train during the week, and then my only conditioning was from games.
So with a sore knee, there must have been something in there. What did you find?
Oh, so I had a bit of acute tendonitis.
Right, so swelling.
No, acute tendonitis.
Tendonitis is a swelling.
Yeah,
well, is it? All right, well, I'm not a doctor. I've got no idea what it is.
Inflammation of the tendon.
Yeah.
But
I've learned something today.
So how long do you reckon you'll be out for, Tex? Do you know or not? Like, so you've missed one.
I'd probably
you're not going to play this week. That'll be two. How many more do you think? Another couple after that? Or
potentially, yeah.
So what do you got? GWS in Adelaide, and then you've got Hawthorn away, and then the bye.
Freo, then Hawthorn.
Freo, then Hawthorn. Okay. You play before the bye? Because that'll be five.
That's my plan.
All right, because you could have a bit of a longer mini pre-season if you didn't.
Yeah, but I think sometimes being a player, you can get some real pure conditioning from games.
Yep.
So I'll do a period of pre-season. It'll probably be a couple of weeks and then aim for probably the Hawthorn game.
Righto. How proud were you on Friday night with a team, you know, nine blokes out that the guys got the job done? It was a pretty good performance, even in tough conditions, wasn't it?
I was warm and proud, Roo.
Warm.
Sitting there inside watching the...
Were you in the box?
I was sitting in the club box and watching the Eddie just slot it like it was in the dry, but...
He's a freak. He wasn't unbelievable on Friday.
It was just one of those games that is simple footy. Just get the ball forward and take your opportunities.
Bulldogs didn't choose to play it, did they? They had way too many handballs, and now they're talking about, perhaps we shouldn't have handballed. Blind Freddy knows that. Every person in the history of that's ever watched football knows you don't handball in the wet. Why would they still do that?
Have you ever met Blind Freddy?
No, we can't. You're supposed to catch up with him because he never knows where to go. But no, seriously, how can a football side still handball too much in the wet?
Well, obviously they decided to do that and thought that was the best way of trying to win. And we adapted probably quicker than what they did and just surged it forward and played it in our half and took our opportunities.
Kids are doing a good job, aren't they?
Oh, they're outstanding. I thought Murph was come in, played his role. Then you got Gallucci, Paholke. Dude's getting better every week. And then
Ellis
you got Ellis Shulman, and you got the old fella Sammy Gibson come in for his first game for a footy club, and Cole Hagen just slotted straight back in as well.
Yeah, he did well.
Tex, not for the first time this season, the AFL is confusing me. They tell us that the head is sacrosanct. You're not allowed to bump or hit the head, yet Buddy Franklin can elbow a bloke in the head and splatter his nose, but he gets off because that was an accident.
Yeah, but isn't that just... Sometimes I feel, sometimes in football... when you do your boots up, when you cross the line, you put yourself at risk at getting injured.
Yep.
And that was just luck of the draw.
Mm.
Wrong spot, wrong time. Buddy's coming up, trying to fight a tackle.
Yep. I agree with you. But then how do you explain that to a lad that 2 weeks ago, say, has been rubbed out because he hit someone in the head?
Yeah, well, then that's probably when it gets a bit confusing for you.
Right. Thank you.
Injuries for this week, heading to Alice Springs to play Melbourne on Sunday afternoon. Who's up for a chance? Is Matt Crouch a chance to play this week?
Yep, he's a good chance.
50-50 at this stage?
I'll just say roughly. He's a chance. A good chance.
Luke Brown?
Good chance.
Wayne Miller?
Good chance.
Riley Knight?
No.
No, okay. All right. So three chances. Should be a big game up there. Jakey Lever's unhappy that you're not playing. He said you're a great player and he'd love to stand on you.
Oh, did he?
He did. He gave you a bit of a rap.
It's funny.
Are you on good terms or not?
Oh, I had a FaceTime. Burn rang me the other day. When did they play? Brisbane. Did they play
Carlton
Gold Coast?
On the weekend. They won by 100.
The week before, Gold Coast up there?
Yep.
He gave me a FaceTime the night before.
They had 6,000 at the game.
6,000 a day. Yeah. Mm. And we're chatting along, and he said, "I've got someone here that wants to say good day to you." And he turned the phone around. Is it? That's all right.
Yeah, you're over that. You've moved on.
It'll be a good game. They're in good form, and obviously, I think they're third on the ladder now.
Just percentage booster. They've beaten Essendon, St Kilda, Gold Coast, and Carlton to improve their percentage by about 20-odd% in the last month.
Mm. Well, it's going to be a great spectacle for the fans up in Alice Springs, and we're in good form. They're in good form, and if you can win the midfield battle, I reckon it goes a long way to winning the game.
And they're certainly strong in that area. I didn't ask you about Rory Sloan. What's he doing on the training track at the moment? Is he even out running yet?
Yeah, he's out running, but he's probably still got a couple of hurdles to jump as well.
Okay, so maybe more a few weeks, maybe.
Hey, Tex, tell us again, just remind us, June 29, you've got a special lunch coming up for one of your mates.
I do, yeah, Jakey Borlase. For him and the Melanoma Foundation, you're going to MC it. We've got Bob Murphy at the Adelaide Oval in the McGarry Room, and got some huge auction items. The best one, I reckon, is the 18 AFL Guernseys.
Yeah.
So we're going to sell it as a package.
What, the all captains? 18? All are they 18. The captains or just the jumpers of the clubs?
No, all the captains have signed the Guernseys.
Yeah, that's unique. I haven't seen a collection like that before.
Yeah.
Can you buy them individually or is it just one big set?
One big package. So if you're a sports bar, function room,
someone's going to have 50 grand or something.
Well, that'd be nice, Roo. We'll chuck up the link that you have to go to because you have to register on Gala Bid.
Right.
Have you ever used that before?
I haven't, no.
It's quite unique and the technology way of doing auction items now. So
we'll put it up on Triple M?
We'll put it on Triple M, and I'll also put it on my Insta page as well.
Alice is just raising her eyes out there, just wondering what's going on, but should be all clear. We'll get that done today as soon as we can.
All right, and obviously tickets are available too. If you want to come along, June 29, where can everyone get tickets?
We'll put that up there as well.
Right, okay.
All right. In other words, he doesn't know.
No, I do. It's on Try Booking, but the link is a
big
long.
Right,
so
the link.
Unless you had a pen and paper, it's no point me reading it.
Fair point.
Right now.
Right, and Alice the Wag just said it'll be on Triple M Facebook.
Beautiful.
All right.
It also will.
Dad joke to leave us with?
Yeah, well, sometimes once you get a little bit old, you forget things, Dits, and I forgot how to throw a boomerang the other day. Then it came back to me.
Oh, not bad.